Welcome back to the whole show. Final hour of the program. It's been an eventful day for sure. When we're talking about the transfer portal, as a lot of names that we cover and follow locally here. A lot of guys we've had on this show. Angel, John Tanjay's been on. Dalton Connect's been on. I should have gave these guys more Players of the Week awards. That would have kept them, right? Isaiah, we're waiting for him. Kevin Lytle was on with us too, Rams fans. If you missed that conversation, it was in the 1 o'clock or 11 o'clock. What hour was it? 11 o'clock hour? When is this show on? It's 11 to 2 every day? Well, you'd think I'd get that nailed down at some point.
Approximately 11:35 this morning.
Okay. Well, that was a good interview. And we're just talking about the transfer stuff and all of this. Man, have you been following Vic Lombardi? We had Vic on yesterday. Did you follow his tweets? He's getting attacked, dude. Because he's basically fighting for internships. He's saying that, I guess what he was comparing that to was players playing without getting money. And it's like you're learning something, you're getting an education, and you're playing the sport and all that. And he basically compared that to internships, kind of. I get where he was going. I really do. But now he's getting roasted because people are like, yeah, you would say internships are good because you came from a place of privilege and you can't work, or you needed to work instead of go and get an unpaid internship. I mean, seriously, some people came at him with that. It's absolutely crazy.
Yeah, I'm just trying to catch up with it.
Poor guy. He said it yesterday. He's like, I can't stop responding to them.
For example, I would love to set up an internship program where 8 to 10 students rotate through our station, learning the ropes, helping produce shows. We're talking 8 to 10 hours a week. Can't do that. Illegal. Who loses? The students.
Yeah, they do.
That's how I got my job here.
That's how I got mine, is an internship. And I also worked and made money. I mean, I worked in high school to make money so that when I went to college, I could pay for college, but I could also focus on your studies, focus on whatever, and not really worry about a job first and foremost.
I think I did like 2 months as an intern, unpaid.
Yeah.
And I was working another job at the time anyway.
Yeah, and I remember working for the city of Greeley, forestry up here, while I was interning. And then I quickly got some hours here. And I was like, you know, still not making much, but I'm going to drop that so I can start here. And that's how it goes. So his whole thing was about internships. And then he just kind of made that as a comparison to players not. Basically, there's a conversation going about college athletics exploiting players. Which, again, that stuff is true. You're making money off of these players, and they're not making anything. They're not allowed to make anything. But I do see where Vic's coming from with this, is the experience sometimes is worth everything. I've never been one of those guys, though. It's like, oh, you get a college degree, that's good enough. You get that. Because a lot of these kids aren't there for degrees. They do their time and play, and then they leave. They don't come back and get a degree.
Yeah, so kind of Vic's argument was like, if a company, or the person he was responding to said, if a company can't afford to pay its laborers, then it doesn't deserve to be in business.
So basically he's talking about college football not being able to afford, air quotes, to pay their players.
Right.
Again, I always have a hard time comparing real life to sports, but it is a business. It is.
It's kind of thing like, Alabama could probably afford to pay their players.
Yeah, but do a school like UNC paying any players? No, heck no. Heck no. So, and I've said this, my biggest thing was just allow them to earn, but it has gotten so out of hand. Just think about this, dude. We wouldn't even probably have the abbreviated NIL if Johnny Manziel could have just got paid for the autograph he signed. And then we're not blowing it up. But when NIL became legal, it all happened at once. So everybody acted on it. But if this was just gradual over time, yeah, Billy's playing well for UNC. And he actually does some social media posts for Old Chicago in town. And he tweets them out. And they give him money. It wouldn't have taken off like this. But because we waited so long.
Well,
and
it was in limbo for a while.
Yeah.
Because there were player unions trying to get together. And the schools were pushing back on it. And then they sent it to the courts.
And then when it went to the courts, it became monumental news.
And then there was no preparation for, oh, if it gets passed, here's what we're going to do. It was, oh, it passed. Here we go.
Good luck. And then players are scrambling. Like, oh, I can get a deal. I can get a deal. I can do something like that.
So they're learning, not as much as we are because we're fans, but those players are learning this process as they're doing it. And they'll hear from other players, guys they went to school with, guys they played with. Hey, I got this at this deal. You should talk to your coach about doing this. And they, hey, coach, I saw this. Could we maybe do it? Nope. All right, I'm going to transfer.
Yeah. Yeah, it just blew up,
right?
Too. Dixon says the transfer portal has pooped all over the idea of making a commitment and loyalty, almost a reflection of the younger generation, always wanting instant gratification and things to be easy, and have people bail them out and excuses for everything.
Well, it feels like in college football, it's I'm a really good high school athlete. I'm going to go to a big Division I Power 5 school. I'm going to get NIL money for maybe 2 years, and if I think I'm good enough, I'll be in the NFL by the time I'm 21.
Yeah. Sure. Yeah, and you're going to go make money while you're playing.
And they will do it. You do anything you can to make sure that is possible by your junior year of college when you can declare.
I'm a fan of taking advantage of the time you have. So if I'm a good player and I'm a college player, I've got 4 years maybe, you know, give or take a year or two. That's what I've got. I've got to use that to either go pro somewhere, maybe not in America, but somewhere. Go or use my celebrity to get a job eventually because I want to take advantage of this. I'm going to work my butt off to be a collegiate athlete. And make no mistake about it, these kids bust their tails. These student athletes. I hate calling them kids.
College is hard enough on its own.
It is. College is tough. I mean, it's tough. School can be difficult. There's a lot of studying, so depending on what you're studying and what you're going to
practice,
do.
Practice and treatment. Workouts. And training and film study and competitions.
Their schedule's nuts. I mean, I know that personally now, just dealing with our guys that do radio shows with us, trying to nail down times to get them in and all that. It's and then the travel during basketball season, they're on the road so much. But, and that's what I'm saying, like, you got 4 years to do this. So I've always been a fan. That's what I've always said. Let them use that celebrity for a moment because it's not going to last forever, especially if you don't go pro. There's great players that we know and remember. Devin Beitzel works in this community. We still know his name, but 90% of the people on that roster don't talk about him.
If you're good enough, you will be found. The NFL has hundreds, if not thousands, of scouts. They will find you. The NBA will find you.
So what are you saying? That it doesn't matter as much to where you go and these guys should just stay put?
Yes.
Well, it's
that might not be the case for everybody, but I'd argue that in some if not most of cases.
Well, does Dalton have a better chance now of going to the NBA if he plays for the Buffs than he did with the Bears? Yes. If he shines with the Buffs. But
that's going from lower D1 to higher D1. I'm going from Kansas to Kentucky.
Yeah, and it's like a player for CSU doesn't necessarily have a better chance of making the NBA because look what just happened with David Roddy.
Right.
We just saw it. He was a stud. He was the conference player of the year, and he got drafted in the first freaking round. And they're a contender to win a title this year, and he'd be a big contributor of that. That you're going to have to lean on that hard. I mean, if I were Nico, I'd be trying to contact David Roddy right now. Can you put together like a video for us of or how you can achieve all your dreams right here in Fort Collins at CSU?
Statue.
Yeah. Build a statue. Never wanted to build statues, Angel, because eventually you have to tear them down.
Yeah.
If they do something bad, you got the statue up there.
Like a mural or something.
Yeah, do a mural.
And a wall. Just paint David Roddy dunking on somebody.
Call it the David Roddy Arena. The Roddy
Arena.
You
got to do something pretty special to get an arena.
Yeah, that's true. Well, you got to be Sonny Lubick. You know,
right.
Sonny Lubick Field.
So Roddy Court at Moby Arena.
Roddy Court. Oh, he goes and wins some titles and an MVP or something, then yeah. Roddy Court. It also basically eliminates rivalries. As players don't stay and just bounce around, it's a new team everywhere, every year, on top of the one and done. It's basically the college version of free agency. Well, that's what one coach told me last night, that it is free agency.
I mean, I've seen that in just the teams that I watch, like you'll see Bama transfers come in. They're like, what do you think about Auburn? It's like, I don't know.
I hate that.
And that annoys me because that's the deep, deep-rooted rivalry.
You want CSU players to hate Wyoming players. The fans really do. They want to hear you say that. They want to hear the head coach for the Broncos get mad at the Raiders. Like, they do. It's part of sports. Sure, CU and CSU could be a rivalry, but it's not like the days of Bradley Van Pelt. No. We may never get back to that again.
What if you get a player from CU that doesn't make the team, transfers to CSU, and he is, like, maybe he's a really good defensive back?
Yeah.
Now you got a chip on your shoulder.
You got a little bit of a chip on your shoulder. Sure. I mean, UNC wants to beat CSU badly. Like, ask any of those players that played the last 2 years. They're going to tell you one of the best achievements was beating CSU. I think Matt said that.
Mm-hmm.
It's like beating CSU. Getting to the Big Sky Championship. But beating CSU is up there. Listen, I stand by it. In principle, this is a good idea for college sports. This needed to happen. I've always said this, Angel. Because I get to fly, you know, people come back at me and say, well, you're getting a college education. That should be payment enough. But I got a college education. Let's just say you get a full ride scholarship, but you're smart. You know, you're not getting for sports.
Academic.
You're getting it for academics. There it is. See, I obviously didn't get one of those. You're getting it for academics because that happens too.
Yep.
Those guys and gals are allowed to go work still. They're allowed to go work in their field maybe. Or like doctors, when you're going to school to be a doctor, you are interning at the hospital that you might be working for someday. And so you're actually doing all, and you're getting paid.
Yep.
So that's what I've always said with these guys. It's like, you get a full ride scholarship as an academic person, you still can go out and earn if you can find the time. That's where I've always said with the college, why are college athletes treated differently? Because they're getting a scholarship, they're playing, that's not even a lot. 90% of them, that's not their field because they're not going to go pro.
They don't have a ton of free time to explore other options.
No. So that's if you're going to school to be a doctor, and let's say you're world famous for some reason, and you wanted to sign autographs and get paid, they could do that. But why are collegiate athletes treated? They're so guarded and they're locked away. You can't do any. Vic was telling us that story yesterday, how they had a player do a rejoin for them at a TV deal. And the TV, they almost like lost his scholarship because of that. Because he said, you're listening to this show. Because he can't promote. He couldn't.
Well, I think when you're a direct representation of a school, like if you're going to take pictures somewhere and you're wearing your school's logo, that is a direct representation of the school.
Yeah. I mean.
And so it's tough.
We're told we can't, and we've screwed
up.
It's
like if you see a football player, you know, wearing a CSU outfit and they're at a liquor store on a Friday night, you're saying, oh, what's that guy doing? He doesn't represent the best ideals of NIL.
True. And we can't, like, even in the rules and regulations, you can't get a liquor store or a brewery. They can't just promote alcohol. They can promote a restaurant, but they can't really talk about the drinks, which is interesting, too, because sometimes these guys are over 21.
Right.
Or 21. I'm cool with an NIL as long as it's regulated, but the transfer portal should not happen unless a coach leaves or the school is sanctioned. We probably do need to talk about.
Can you make it so where you have to notify your coach?
You should have.
That's
to.
The most shocking thing to me is that
can
a player could
that?
Just be like,
"Yeah,
I'm going to go."
It's happened.
You know, over the coach's head. Just go to the AD, or maybe it's not even the AD. Maybe it's just a school administrator. Say, "Hey, I want to transfer." Okay, you're in. Not that the coach has to approve it, because there's going to be cases where they won't.
Can't, really.
But you have to say, hey, coach, this is what I'm doing. I need you just to sign this paper saying you acknowledge that this is what I'm doing.
Well, and that would make it harder to do.
Because right,
nobody,
conversation
wants,
you
nobody wants to go sit down and say, I'm leaving you for someone else. Nobody wants to do that. And I've kind of confirmed this, and I'm just going to say it. UNC didn't have a clue that this was going to happen with Dalton. Like, You go 4 weeks, 5 weeks, 6 weeks. You think, okay, we're good here. We're great conversations. We're fine. Not going to worry about you. Got that taken care of. Let's go get our next guys coming in. And then, boom, somebody got a hold of
them. It's not just the current coaches or the recruits. It's the guys that are currently on the team that were expecting whoever. You were supposed to be the guy to lead the team next year.
Yeah.
Now I'm a sophomore. Do I take that responsibility?
And it's on you, and that could stunt your growth
right
as a player.
Now you're
like,
pressing.
Bodie Hume, he was the Big Sky Conference Freshman of the Year a few years ago. But he wasn't their star player. Jeff Linder asked him to be a good player. And he said, hey, you can't play like a freshman. We don't have that luxury. But he didn't say that you got to be our star. I think that was a spite his first year, wasn't it? Or was it Jordan Davis?
Might have been Jordan.
Yeah. Jordan was the guy. Then it was Jonah. So Bodie got to be a part of it, but was never. Now you're looking at guys going, you have to be the guy, and that can stunt your growth. You're not ready to be the guy. You're going to learn on the fly. That's hard to do. Most freshmen come in, and it's film study. It's learn by being around these guys and getting some playing time. Maybe they're very good, too, so they get a lot of playing time. But they're very rarely asked to be the guy. In this case, UNC's going to, whoever they bring in is going to be the guy.
Maybe this Coleman kid from JUCO.
Could be. I think that the transfer portal stuff is worse. This is ridiculous right now. This is out of control.
And we like the NIL, but the NIL itself is not being used in the correct way to influence the transfer portal.
What's to stop somebody right now? What's to stop me from reaching out to a Wyoming player? I wouldn't do this, but what's to stop me from reaching out to a Wyoming player and say, hey, man, what's up, dude? I happen to know that there's a lot of good things going with NIL in Fort Collins, so just so you know. Anyway, you didn't hear it from me. And then they ask more questions, and it's like, I'm just saying. They're looking for stud players. Your name's coming up. And I happen to know that if somehow, some way, you end up in CSU or UNC, you get some money in your pocket. You getting any money in your pocket right now?
Oh, and go ahead and delete these messages.
Yeah, delete these messages, please. That's happening. And again, you'll hear college people say, well, that's illegal. They can't do that. You're going to throw them in jail? I would not be going to prison for that.
You can't track it.
Now, the schools would shut me off and never want to work with me again.
Unless you made like an addition to the transfer portal, like a message board. And that's, I mean, again, you can't track that. You can do it outside communication. Yeah. But if you wanted to track conversations between coaches and players, you create a message board. But like you said earlier, you can go talk to parents, you can go talk to friends, you can talk to high school coaches.
Yeah. I mean, there's so many avenues that you can use to get this stuff done. Like, did Dalton Connect hear something from somebody that said, hey, you know, come down to Boulder and you're probably going to start, and they're really working on NIL stuff.
Or is it like a cycle where it's, hey, I'm hearing this guy might be leaving Boulder. You might be a good fit here.
And that wouldn't even be, it wouldn't even be bad if a business says, hey, kid from Wyoming, did you hear about the green and gold guard? Just all I'm saying. And then he looks into it. Whoa, there's actually a group of people that are putting money together that they're giving out for NIL stuff. Cool. I'm going to look into that, and then I'm going to reach out to them.
Guys are getting cars.
They have it on their website. If you're a player, you can reach out to them today. Isaiah Stevens, if you wanted to, you could reach out to them and say, hey, I'd like to get involved. We've had players reach out to us about radio stuff. It used to be me reaching out. Now I've got followers like crazy that are student athletes. I don't know who they are. I know why they're following me. Maybe they like the show. But maybe they go, he's always promoting radio shows and NIL stuff with these players. It's great for us. It's fun for us. And again, I think these young men that we've worked with, we want to spread this thing out so we get young men and women in here. It's been an experiment for us the last 2 years. But what I've seen from most of these student athletes is it's good for them. They will go and meet with the businesses. They will be assigned a task from the business. Hey, make sure you're tweeting this out. Come in here and record an ad. I didn't like that take. Can you do it again? That is a task that they're filling out taxes. They got to fill out paperwork with us. They have to take it to compliance. Then they have to fill out their taxes when they get paid. Like, those things are all good. But it's being absolutely abused right now. And we're seeing it such on a local level right now that's close in our face. It's right up to our face. And it's hurting all these great these fun teams that we like to follow. I mean, dude, we have a plethora of really solid coaches in this area. All might suck next year. Smiley is a good coach. Jeff Linder is a good coach. Nico Medved's a good coach, maybe entering the great coach territory. They all three might have bad records next year again. And that's the other thing I was asked to start the show. I was like, if you're an athletic director, maybe football is a different story, but if you're an athletic director, does the leash get longer now for coaches? It's like, dude, I get it. I mean, we've got to figure out other things because you can't even you could be the Coach K of CSU and it's not going to matter.
I think the ADs are learning just as much as the coaches are.
And they were slow to do it. Some of them were slow to do it. Like Joe Parker, they fought it forever. And this is what the NCAA did. They fought it. And then it's here. And I think, and again, I'm not knocking Joe Parker. I like Joe Parker. But I think that even he was like, eek, I don't know what this is. This seems icky. It does. At first, it seems icky. I have business owners that are like, I don't want to get involved with having to pay a kid and or a student athlete. Is that they still don't know all about it. So Parker was kind of keeping it away. Problem was, now they got the green and gold guard thing, and that's awesome. But that should have happened a long time ago. But the other problem was, is bam, it goes to the Supreme Court, and it's legal. Good luck, everybody. And it was like to start the season, too.
Well, then you're also looking at other schools, seeing how they're doing their type of collective, you know, organizations or whichever. You see, okay, well, it worked at that school, and they tried that. Over here, they did something similar, but it didn't work. Or they tried it, and then they got into legal trouble. So maybe that's why it took so long, is let's make sure we're doing it the right way so that we don't get caught in 6 months with some right. fraud or something.
We get businesses that would say to us, hey, we're interested, but we don't want to deal with any of the paperwork. We don't want to be responsible for any of that. So that's why we do the paperwork here. We get the student athletes to bring it to compliance at their school. And once it's approved via email back to us, we sign the paperwork and the deals are done. That's how it works. But people are still standoffish right now. They're scared of it because nobody knows about it. I mean, dude, I'm telling you, Denver guys right now, they don't do the stuff that we do. They're not doing the collegiate athlete shows. They don't know about it. I've been asked specifically from guys that know a lot. They're like, how does that even work? What's the benefit of it? And we love it. We absolutely love the insight that these players can give us. And I think that that part is great for this sport. But again, the transfer portal to me is worse. And it's being used with the NIL. They're working together. But how do you legalize it? How do you, or illegalize, how do you say, hey, businesses, it's illegal. You can't reach out to a kid that's not even here and just say, hey, we want to give you money. Because they can't, they can. That's all good right now. A business right now can call Isaiah Stevens and just say, hey, do you want to do any NIL stuff? And that's all above board. But they're not supposed to use it as a way of enticing a player. See? Which it is, though. Even if I go to Isaiah Stevens and say, hey, you know, if you're back next year, or even if I don't even say that, hey, we're planning a radio show next year. You in? That's kind of a way of, oh, so the radio show is still an option next year? Cool. That's an inducement. That's a way to entice him to play.
It could be as simple as sending a picture of Torrey Horton in his car. Say, hey, look what we did for this guy.
Yeah. Or just send it.
Yep.
Let your imagination
run
wild.
Is that Torrey Horton?
Holy crap, they gave him a car?
Brand new car.
You know that's a big thing. If I'm Markley, if I'm CSU, I'm begging Markley, dude, advertise, hint, hint, promote the hell out of what you just did for Torrey Horton. Promote it. Crazy. 29 minutes after the hour. It's the whole show powered by PDC Energy. Let's take a short break here. I think it's a fascinating topic. It's a frustrating topic. And now it's an unfortunate topic because these coaches that we respect and talk to, I mean, they're really taking it on the chin today. We'll be right back. It's the whole show powered by PDC Energy on Northern Colorado's Voice, 103.1 and 1310 KFKA.
We're giving Coach Speak a whole new meaning. Hear Coach Speak weekdays 10 to 11 on Northern Colorado's Voice, 103.1 and 1310 KFKA.
This is Christopher Dempsey, your Nuggets insider from Altitude Sports, and you are listening to the whole show on 1310 KFKA.
Did you see what Hunter Maldonado tweeted out yesterday? He wrote it in his note app on his cellular device. He tweeted this out, and I'm going to just read it. Those of you that don't know, Hunter Maldonado, stud player for the Wyoming Cowboys. Here's what he said. Enough with the entitlement. Coach's job isn't to make every single one of you happy and give you answers. Who's to say half of you even deserve the answers? Then he goes on to talk about the fans a little bit. He says, you fans want loyal guys, yet are the first ones to message us in our DMs about how bad we are and how we should leave. Wow, who's doing that? You guys turn on us just as quick. Everyone wants to point the finger at someone because our season didn't go as planned, but sometimes the chips just don't fall your way. Look at my career. I did everything I could, and it didn't happen. Coach has never hit anyone. He is a guy. I think he's saying it like, he's not hurting anybody over there. He's just a tough coach. So he said, Coach has never hit anyone. He is a guy with a winning track record. And for some reason, we're so quick to forget that. He's an easy guy to play for if you just work hard. He's done his fair share of holding me accountable and doing it in a way that gets the best out of me. Anyone would be lucky to learn from a coach of his stature and experience. Hunter Maldonado. I mean, that's what you want, you know, and again, people are leaving Wyoming. What we're hearing anyway, is he tough on guys? He's so tough on them that they made it to March Madness last year. Do you want to be successful? Not all coaches have to yell and rant and rave, but some do, and some can get the best out of you. He was a good coach. He got a lot out of UNC, too. Guy like Jordan Davis is playing pro basketball right now, and he stayed here. He could have left, but he stayed here because Jeff Linder. Jeff, I think he was that his second year? Jordan Davis was second year when Linder got here? And he chose to stay here. And I remember Jeff Linder pulled up to the station with Jordan Davis in his car, and they came in and did a radio interview here. And Linder knew, that's my guy. And he pushed him. And Davis is a professional basketball player now. So if I'm Linder, I'm using those stories today. It sucks, man. It's tough. I feel bad for these coaches because they pour everything into this. I mean, they're still getting paid great, and it's a good job, but still, how do you navigate through it? 36 minutes after the hour, let's jump out real quick and get the latest on the local Sports Flash.
This is Joel Cantalamessa from RamNation.com. You're listening to The Hall Show on 103.1 and 1310 KFKA.
Welcome back to The Whole Show. Glad you guys could be with us here today. We're on Northern Colorado's Voice. Don't forget, we have high school baseball starting up today with our very own Tanner Schwint out on the call. I believe Mike Danson's going to be out there with him. Northridge and University, is that right? Coming up, 3:30, the pregame show, and then, of course, 4 o'clock. And fans, listeners, preps, guys, whatever. You guys can vote on your game of choice this year. Like, Tanner's going to get the games of the week coming up and put them out there, and you'll get a chance to go vote on which game we should do throughout the course of the season. That's going to be fun.
It's not on us this time.
No, and we won't get in trouble for that. We let the fans speak. That's how we do it.
We yell at you if we miss a good game.
Yeah, right. This is the first time we're trying this, so do me a favor. Go follow any of KFK's social media stuff. You know, Facebook, Twitter, Instagram, all of that. And there's going to be options there for you to go ahead and vote on what you think the game of the week should be. First Advantage text line, 888-530-0043. The NFL is thinking about stealing some of the XFL's rules.
What?
Some of the things that they're doing. The kicker one, where the kicker lines up at the 30-yard line, with the other 10 members of the kickoff team lining up at the opponent's 35, 5 yards away from the returning team. Only the kicker and one returner can move until the ball is fielded. Touchbacks are spotted at the 35-yard line. The NFL is kicking teams line up at the 35-yard line with 8 members of the return team with 15 yards. No double team blocks allowed. Touchbacks are spotted at the 25-yard line. So the NFL is looking at adopting that rule. It's, onside kick alternative as well.
It sounds complicated, but if you haven't watched an XFL game yet or just a kickoff, it's actually been pretty entertaining, and the results are fairly close to almost a touchback every time, like in terms of where the ball is being spotted. But I think last week St. Louis had like an 80-yard return on a kickoff, so you'll still see explosive plays, but I've seen more often than not the returns are getting up to almost the 35,
which is exciting.
That, you know, 10-yard difference in where you're starting the drive.
We just don't see a lot of great returns anymore. in the NFL.
Kickers are just kicking the ball out. It's, you know, players take knee because they don't want to risk an injury on a return. You're getting, you know, blocking the back almost every single time or something.
Oh, there's always, every time you see a good return, you're just like, there's a 90% chance there's going to be a flag somewhere. How about the onside kick alternative?
I like that.
Where right now, those of you who don't know, after scoring in the fourth quarter, teams have a choice between just the regular kickoff or a onside kick, or they can choose to run one offensive play from their 25-yard line. If they gain 15 yards or more, fourth and 15, they can retain possession. And the NFL is looking at that?
I like it. I mean, we've seen it work in the XFL already.
I mean, it's exciting for the XFL, I guess, but is it too gimmicky for the NFL? I just don't know if I like that.
But, I mean, it's only in the fourth quarter.
Yeah. And so, yeah, you're down by 10. You score a touchdown. And there's 50 seconds left. You can choose to say, we want the ball right back, or we can try to onside kick it.
Yeah, I think teams would use it very sparingly and wisely. You know, I mean, you could do it at any point in the fourth quarter, but you have to score first so you can attempt it. And if you don't get it, you better have a really good fourth and 15 play, because if you don't convert, the team gets it right there.
And it's over, game over, basically, if it's late.
So what's the difference between doing that at your own 25 or 35 versus on the other side of the field and they're just going to take a couple knees?
True. Yeah, because where do they get it? They get it on their own.
They start at the 25, and you have to get to your own 35. If you don't get it, it's there.
Well, there's also the options after the touchdown. Do you like that? It's so confusing.
That's a little weird. It makes the scoring hard to
follow. They go for 1 point
from
the 2-yard line, 2 points from the 5-yard line, or 3 points from the 10-yard line.
But as weird as the scoring is, you're almost never out of a game. Because it's, okay, we can get at most 9 points.
You'd have games closer. And the NFL, obviously, they changed theirs a few years ago, where you could line up to kick for 1 point from the 15-yard line, but they moved it back, 33-yard kick, or go for 2 from the 2-yard line, which they changed it to moving the extra point back, which actually has made things a little more interesting. It's not a gimme every time. Just ask Dallas's kicker. That was bad. Didn't he miss 4 extra points?
0 for 5, I think.
And that, of extra points? That's insanity, man. I don't know, man. It's just, like, I've always said this. Things that are gimmicky, I don't like, because it dilutes the game a little bit.
I don't think the kickoff is gimmicky. I think that's just a different way to do the same function, but safer. The 4th and 15, that's a little gimmicky. But again, I don't think you'd see that as often. I think we've only seen it twice in the XFL in 6 weeks. And then the point afters, I don't think that's going.
I don't think so.
That would be too much of a change for NFL fans to
and appreciate. The reason it sounds so gimmicky is just like, we're going for 3, we're going for 2, we're going for... I mean, you can
And it's score. Only a difference of like 1 to 2 to 3 yards.
Yeah. That's crazy. I don't know if I'm in on that one. Dixon's staying on this transfer stuff. You make a commitment to a school, and they make a commitment and investment in you and a scholarship, and now that scholarship basically went to waste. They make a commitment to you until you suck, and then you're out the door.
You have the scholarship until you elect to avoid it and leave.
Well, and again,
or if you fail a class or something.
Yeah, and it's also if you're not good enough. You know, again, they make a commitment to you, but if you're not good enough, that commitment doesn't matter. They cut you. You move on. You won't play. Whatever.
I mean, they're not all 4-year full-ride scholarships. Sometimes it's a year. Sometimes it's 2 years. Sometimes it's only a semester.
Well, look at UNC situation. They don't have a lot of full-ride stuff. I think theirs is really, like, D1, FCS levels different, the way they do things with their scholarships and all that. There's percentages and stuff.
It's, like, restricted and then, like, split up between men's and women's sports as well.
Yeah. So it's very complicated. I mean, I sat 4.5 hours one day and listened to Ed McCaffrey tell me about how complicated it was. And
we all know how much he knew about it.
He wasn't lying. It's complicated. Maybe more than 2 years of high school coaching experience would have helped you out in that department. Maybe.
I mean, the only slight I'll give to that is we were all new to it.
Yeah, so. Yeah. All of this stuff.
But you were new to college football before even this was new.
Yeah. And then you're trying to deal with all the other new stuff. Yeah, it's tough, man. It's a crazy world. Those of you that missed it, we heard UNC Bears' best player last year, averaged 20 points a game, Dalton Knecht, entered the transfer portal this morning and is, from what I'm hearing, likely going to CU. And then Caleb Shaw entered the transfer portal, young freshman that was had a lot of hopes for this guy. And Jerry talked about him, raved about this guy.
Yeah, also be interested to see his brother Luke.
Oh, probably going
to
go
right
the same
now
route.
Committed to UNC, but that can change.
He's probably not. I'm guessing he pulls that.
Maybe they're different. I mean, maybe he went to UNC because of Caleb. Maybe he still wants to go to UNC, and Caleb just is just different in that he doesn't want to be there.
Yeah, so that was rough news for the Bears. And then we know Tanjay was yesterday.
Yep.
Grammy K was the day before that. Lawson Lovering was the guy yesterday, too, for CU. That one shocks me because they're good. I think they're going to be good next year. I text Mark Johnson, too. I said, I'm hearing that Dalton's coming your way. And I said, there's going to be lots of right between the eyes coming your way. That's, of course, Mark Johnson's famous call occasionally when a player hits a three-pointer. It's cool. I love it. Absolutely love it. Wyoming has four new scholarships available because of transfer portal. What good did those scholarships really do them before that? Should you have to have a certain number of credits that can transfer with you or pay that money back or something? I don't know.
I mean, there's already stuff in place in terms of transferring, like making sure whatever credits you've already taken can transfer to your new school, as well as whatever career or, you know, path I'm seeking has that same, you know, opportunities to go down that path. But that could be ruined if, say, one, you know, science class doesn't transfer over. Now I got to retake a science class.
Yeah. No, it's so difficult here. It's because you're mixing in college with this thing. They're semi-pros essentially now.
They're young adults dealing with the experience that is college while also having hundreds of thousands, if not millions of dollars at your disposal.
Depending on where you are. A couple $100 is here, a couple thousands in Fort Collins, probably a couple more thousands in Boulder, and then we're talking hundreds of thousands at, you know, Arizona, probably millions at Alabama. I mean, that's the truth of it. It's crazy. 49 minutes after the hour. What did we learn coming up next? It's the whole show powered by PDC Energy. Don't go anywhere.
Join Tanner Schwint this spring for Preps Baseball, a Northern Colorado's voice. 103.1 and 1310 KFKA.
This is Cody Rourke from the Locked On Broncos podcast, part of the Locked On NFL Network. Make sure that you're listening to the whole show on 1310 KFKA for the latest news in Broncos country.
The next time you get angry over a bad play, remember you need teamwork to win, not arguments.
Now we know.
And knowing is half the battle.
Hey, hey, what do you say? We all had a special day. Now turn to a friend and say what you learned today.
Welcome back in. What did we learn today? Well, I learned that SMH stands for shaking my head. Not so much hate. Shaking my head. Apparently, I looked that up somewhere, and that's what I was told.
So much hate.
I am 90 years old. It's not bad.
No, it's not bad, but shaking my head is the proper term.
Shaking my head. Thank you for that. What did you learn today, Aunt Joe?
I learned that transfer portal and NIL may be hurting college sports more than we want to realize, but when you dive down deep into it, there are a lot of things that are being abused, misused, and... you know, it's hurting not just coaching staffs, it's hurting school programs, it's hurting student athletes. You know, whether or not, whatever reason they're transferring or NILs, whatever, it's affecting the sport on a large scale.
It's affecting the sport, it's affecting communities, it's affecting coaches and families. I mean, it's just gotten definitely out of control. And so, yeah, I mean, I think we've learned that, because this year's way worse than what we saw last year. Will it slow down? If there's no reform, what needs to happen would be you need to see examples of guys. Here's what you need to see, and you're not rooting for this, but you need to see an example like Dalton Knecht goes to CU and gets benched and hardly plays at all. I mean,
that's just a local example.
Right, and that's not what I want to have happen, because I cheer for the Buffs. I'll be cheering for Dalton and see you. We'll probably still talk to him. But those are some of the examples. You need to see the Arizona kid. I'm just calling it what it is. You need to see the Arizona kid that just transferred out go somewhere else and struggle. Because those are going to be the, oh, I guess the grass isn't always greener on the other side. That's what you're going to need to see some of those stories.
Does that matter when you're making a bunch of money?
If you want to go pro. But again, we're not talking about just the pros here that are transferring. John Tonje is not going to be, sorry, but he's not going to be in the NBA. But he is, maybe he's going to get an NIL deal. I know he had some NIL stuff. I don't know what he was getting. It's a strange thing, man. It absolutely is. It's, you know, it sucks for the area. It sucks for the coaches, but here we are. You got to adapt. You got to find a way. And I don't know what that looks like. All I'll say today is athletic directors are probably going to have to be a little more patient with coaches than they've ever been before. You know, I don't see Wyoming blowing Jeff Linder out if they're bad next year.
Coaches have to be smarter about, you're almost recruiting daily at this point.
Every day, your own guys. And in some cases, what I've heard with UNC, it's like, we thought we were good. Somebody got in Dalton's ear and basically, who knows, turned things around, changed everything up. And now here we are, bummer of a day for the UNC Bears. But we'll see. How do coaches start to adapt to all of this stuff? Time will only tell unless the NCAA comes in and tries to add some restrictions to this stuff. It's the only way things are going to change. All right, that's going to do it for us. We got high school baseball, Northridge and University going at it today. Pre-game coverage with Tanner Schwint starts at 3:30. So it should be a lot of fun with the first pitch at 4. Good night, Northern Colorado.